The old truism that nothing good happens after midnight is a favorite among parents and grandparents. That is, unless they're a bit on the strict side, then it's probably nothing good happens after 10. Whatever the case, state lawmakers are considering laws related to some of those late-night activities our elders might prefer skipped. First, alcohol. Last year, an effort to legalize the 64-ounce growler died after getting bogged down with amendments. Senator Jack Latvala was loath to let the same fate befall the bill this session. The Clearwater Republican has championed the measure for years. But chairman of the Senate Regulated Industries Committee, fellow Republican Rob Bradley, prevailed on Latvala to expand its scope.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the ideas that you've contributed to make my bill better.
But only a little bit.
It deletes the tourist and structures language from the vendor license brewer exemption. It also authorizes malt beverage tastings with a limitation to establishments with at least 10,000 square feet. This also requires the labeling of the anticipated percentage of alcohol by volume, which is an issue that was raised by the industry that improves the bill.
That industry is mainly large distribution interests, and the part about tourist language refers to a provision allowing craft brewers to set up tasting rooms. After an additional amendment to address additional industry complaints, the bill passed the committee without objection. It's got two stops left before it hits the Senate floor. Meanwhile, a far more extensive House measure sponsored by Sarasota Republican Greg Stube has met resistance from a number of different angles.
I will be voting up on this bill today, but I do have grave concerns. I don't see a compelling reason. This is not the Berlin Wall. This wall does not need to come down.
I just want to say that I am very concerned about that craft distiller provision. I think it needs to be limited.
I'm not sure why the Ninth Amendment was pulled. And a 10th Amendment fixing the franchise language wasn't proposed.
That's Representative Heather Fitzenhagen of Fort Myers, Joe Geller of Aventura, and Committee Vice Chair Larry Ahern from Seminole. And for those keeping score, that's Republican, Democrat, Republican. Last session, lawmakers approved a proposal allowing non-euphoric marijuana for certain patients. Then in November, an activist movement bankrolled by personal injury lawyer John Morgan nearly passed a broader medical marijuana ballot initiative, Amendment 2. Now Jeff Brandis, a Republican senator from St. Petersburg, is raising the issue in the legislature, in part to deflate future support for marijuana at the ballot box.
My opinion on Amendment 2 and my feeling is really that it needs to run through the legislative process. I want it to be able to be vetted. I want it to be able to have public comment for those that are for it and against it. I want people to bring ideas to get better. Those are things that are offered in statute that are really difficult to offer in Constitution.
But the state's sheriffs have come out in opposition to Brandis's bill, and some other Republican lawmakers would rather let last year's non-euphoric legislation settle before expanding access to the drug. In addition to Brandis, Tallahassee Democratic Representative Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda has filed a bill to declassify cannabis as a controlled substance. But parents and grandparents alike should rejoice, as this legalization measure is largely rhetorical. It has no real shot of passing the legislature, much less the governor's pen. Finally, there's tobacco. Members of the House Finance and Tax Committee are taking aim at so-called roll-your-own shops. These stores sell loose tobacco that customers load into a machine. The machine then packs it into cigarettes. You're actually listening to one right now. The cartons are cheaper than mainstream brands because they don't pay manufacturing taxes. And Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin doesn't think that's right.
Where because of a really tortured explanation of these laws that they're crawling through this crack, that they're enjoying not paying $1.34 in Florida taxes and $1 in federal taxes.
So Committee Chair Matt Gaetz tasked Plakin with writing a bill bringing roll-your-own shops within the scope of manufacturing taxes. But the bill itself hasn't been filed yet. As we move into March, clearly there are plenty of ideas. But whether there will be consensus is another issue entirely. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.